Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 161.
Yeah, Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Actually, this has been a rather eventful week for me, unlike most weeks, which are very uneventful, I should say.
I think people figure that out.
Yeah. So most of the events that were interesting happened over the weekend, but we went... Where did we go? We went to like the Sculpture Park.
And Myrtle Edwards Beach Park. Went for a walk. Brian really wanted to get those steps in so he could get some recognition from his Apple Watch for doing a good job of walking. Mm-hmm. He actually broke his exercise record. He hasn't had the watch for very long, so.
Yeah, so I was getting a bunch of congratulations texts for just walking about.
He was very excited about it, and he kept checking how many steps he had taken. I was like, just check once you get back to the car. But
yeah, it's very fancy. I didn't realize that it tracks, you know, it's like a GPS as well. So, you know, when the walk's over, it tracks your
Well, that is your from path. Your phone.
Oh, okay. That's not part of the watch then.
Yeah.
Ah, but still the fact that you can sync them together, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And we went out golfing. We don't need to say any more because I know Brian.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's a sore subject. Well, Mary just let you know, I beat you by three.
Mary won.
And the whole time he was like, I'm going to beat you. But I was like, you're playing against someone who was on the JV golf team freshman year of high school. So good luck.
Yeah, I was not prepared, I guess. I got to up my putt-putt golf game.
Yeah. Let's see. My weekend, I did the same things as Brian. And then I also went on a walk with my cousin Sarah around Green Lake. So that was very fun. And then I also made some stuff for my cousin's baby shower that's coming up in a few weeks. Won't say what it is since it's a surprise. And if anyone of my family's listening to it, don't want to ruin the surprise. So yeah, that was a very fun, got to use my Cricut a bunch. And yeah, it was a very fun weekend.
Nice. So we've got some good stories for you this week. And just
we always do.
Of course, we always do. But this one, we got some interesting news related to Gonzaga basketball. As you guys know, we're in the off season, and it's a rapidly approaching,
2 weeks until craziness in the kennel, and like what, probably 5 weeks until the first game.
Yeah. So super excited about that. But this is more to do with the 2022 season, and not this year. And this is going to be relating to our recruiting class. So we landed forward Braden, I almost said Brandon, but Braden Huff, and he was a prospect out of Illinois, that's silent people. I don't know why I said that, but anyways, four-star prospect out of Illinois, and I believe you can get 5 stars, but this is still pretty good. He was one of the stats about him that's, you know, relevant for you guys to know is he averaged about 17.5 points per game with 6.5 rebounds, 2.8 assists in just 22 minutes. So that's not like a full game or anything. And he's already scoring 17.5 points. So
this is high school basketball though. So it's a little different, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Considering he's probably the star of his high school team.
Exactly. And he's probably a lot taller than everyone else out there, but
yeah. How tall is he? I don't know. But anyways, he chose Gonzaga over Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Virginia Tech. And he also received offers from Michigan State, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Creighton, and several others, according to this article, which is exciting. He chose Gonzaga because he felt like it was the best fit for him in terms of play style, and he could really develop himself as a player. He also said that he felt like the staff really made it apparent that they wanted him at the school, so they definitely added to it. But he also looked at guys like Kelly Olynyk and DeMontis Sabonis, who were very similar to him,
right?
Which made the school really intriguing. And yeah, so it's going to be good. And, you know, he won't be starting this season. Like we said, he's still in high school, but next year he'll be starting with the Zags. And so next year, most likely Drew Timmy and Chet Holmgren will leave for the NBA draft. And so we'll have him, Anton Watson, Caden Perry, and Ben Gregg to pick up the pieces. And so, Braden
Huff always will always have Zags.
Yes, Braden Huff will join next year. So yes. That's very exciting. It's the first recruit of the 2022 team.
Yeah, so. And to answer your question, I just looked it up. He is 6'9" and 205 pounds currently. So he's a rather tall.
And he's still growing.
Dude. Yeah, he's still growing.
He's 16 or 17.
16 or 17. And some additional information was he was the second overall prospect out of Illinois and the nation's number 12 ranked power forward. So
okay.
That is, so we got another great player. And as usual, the Gonzaga recruiting always amazes me. We always just get the next guy up and it's good.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy. Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today. So next up, we have a few funny stories. One of them is, so Washington State, the Transportation Commission has been having a contest to name the next ferry, the next new state ferry. And they have some rules for the naming guidelines. And so far 330 people have, you know, taken the 10 seconds to submit their ideas, and none of the proposed names have met the guidelines set by the commission. That would have meant putting in the time to write up a background history for the name and other things that go into these proposals.
Yeah. Nobody got time for that, Mary.
Yeah. So it's been a decade since the 21 boat aging fleet has had an addition, and the new ferry to be built next year and to set sail in 2024 is called a hybrid electric ferry, which means it would mostly run on electric power and use diesel engines for backup and to recharge the batteries. So here are some of the names that people have submitted so far that the Transportation Commission is not pleased with.
They're rejected.
They are not pleased with these. Yeah. So MVDB Cooper, Espresso, Money Pit, Always Late, Kraken like Cruisin' one. The Krakenator, The Sea Hag, Kevin, Hector the Vector Connector, Pete Carroll, MV Sir Floats a Lot. So the original deadline was October 1st, but because they are so disappointed with the Seattle, the names that people have submitted so far, they have extended it to October 8th. So you have an extra week to think of things. There were many suggestions with the tribal connection, because all 21 state ferries have tribal meanings, from Spokane, which Children of the Sun, to Puyallup, Generous People. But the commission wants more than you just putting out a name. You need to have some regional significance, why it represents state adopted symbols, why it meets ethical standards, why it has broad familiarity, and of course, why it's non-offensive. So there's only one person who has taken the proposal seriously. She is named Sherry Phillyson from Whidbey Island. She's pushing for the name Kalakala 2.
Kalakala, yes.
Yeah. So that was the name, that was the memorable Art Deco styling that was on the ferries until 2015. And so she wants to name the next ferry that. But if anyone else has any suggestions, you are free to do so. Sherry actually filled out 1,300 words going through the boat's history and its space age. and all of that.
Wow.
I guess they want more. They don't want to just name her the winner for some reason. They want some, you know, other options. So maybe they don't like that name quite as much.
Yeah, they're like, please give us alternatives.
You're like, yes, this meets all of our criteria, but it's not good enough for us. But yeah, again, you have now till October 8th. So go ahead and submit a name, but be prepared to sit down and type out an essay about why it should be named that name. You apparently have to have really good reasoning, and they're not just picking any name for this fairy.
Yeah, I guess not.
They're taking this very seriously. Another thing that happened this week is Skittles is bringing back their lime flavor after 8 years. So Brian, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So first of all, I didn't even realize that usually eat a bunch of Skittles, and I didn't realize that their lime flavor
gummy worms, gummy bears.
Yeah. I'm more of a gummy person. I don't know if that's better or worse, but that's me. But anyways, so 8 years ago, Skittles made a pretty big change to their flavor lineup where they replaced the lime candy, with a green apple flavor. So lime and, you know, apple are both the green colored Skittle, but
yes,
they went from lime to apple. And
lime had been part of the original Skittles, which launched in 1979. And the flavor change broke the hearts of Skittle fans. But you know what? Most people didn't even know that it changed. It's just the very dedicated Skittle lovers. They were heartbroken, I guess, 8 years ago.
Yes. So back in 2013, the brand made the switch from lime to green apple after green apple actually outperformed the lime in the taste test. So I guess they just wanted to, give their fans what their taste buds wanted, but the fans missed the lime as well.
Yes. And I guess people continued the green apple debate raged on for the last 8 years. I was completely unaware until today.
Yes, same here.
All of this, but just in case anyone needs to know, these flavors are orange, lemon, grape, strawberry, and lime. And the packs with lime in them will start hitting shelves in October. So don't worry, a full nationwide rollout taking place over the course of a year. So maybe go out and buy some Skittles now to get some.
Get your apple flavor while you still can.
Yes, some limited edition green apple flavors. We were talking about this in the Slack channels at work today, and one of my coworkers suggested having a Skittles tasting party just to rank the flavors and see which one we as an office like, green apple or lime. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's something to consider, something to do on the weekend if you're bored.
Just pop some Skittles.
Buy a pack now so you'll have the green apple, and then, you know, in a few months, buy another pack, and then you can compare the two green, see if the colors changed at all, the taste, obviously. And fans have been sounding off on social media about how thrilled they are that lime is back. There are so many issues in the world, but I'm glad this small win has taken place for Skittles fans all over the country and the world. And
yeah, there are multiple tweets with a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah, one of them said, they're changing green apple Skittles back to lime. The world is healing.
Yes.
redemption with today's announcement of the return of lime Skittles. This is very, very exciting. Lime, this is all caps. Lime Skittles are coming back. This is all I wanted in life. People are very enthusiastic. Green Skittles are going to be lime again. There's meaning in this dark, cruel world. Skittles is finally ditching green apple and bringing back lime. Not going to lie, I think that might be the end of the pandemic. I hope so. That'd be great.
Yes, let's hope.
That would be fantastic. So go Skittles if they can make that happen.
Yes. And in this article, it also mentions that the Skittles are making this switch back to lime a permanent comeback. So of course,
cruel to just change it back for like
just for a day or so. There's sometimes some marketing ploys, but it seems like lime is here to stay.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about this probably like a month ago. You thought that that IHOP had permanently stayed to IHOP.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
So I mean, that was a marketing ploy. This is not. This one is here to stay, at least for a while. I mean, maybe again in 8 years they'll change it back. Who knows? But
right. Maybe there's a third flavor besides lime or apple that's a green flavor. I don't know what it is, but who knows?
Honestly, they could probably just change out flavors and 99% of the world wouldn't even notice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't even remember what Skittles taste like, but I'm pretty sure it's just
remember what Skittles taste like.
Well, I just know it's like a generic sugary taste, right? Or are they sour?
They're sour Skittles.
Oh, that's separate. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways.
Never mind. That's a little tangent.
Maybe sometime we'll do a taste test and try
yes,
it out.
Yes, a podcast episode with us.
Well, that will be boring. Test. We'd have to record ourselves.
That sounds riveting.
We'd have to record ourselves on video for that part, but you know, we'll just maybe we can just report back to the people.
Yes.
Okay, and then lastly, we're going to talk about some hydrocephalus facts. Probably have heard this before, but if not. I have hydrocephalus. I was born with it when I was diagnosed when I was 4 months old, and I've had 10 brain surgeries because of it. And we're going to go over some facts, but we're doing this now because, first of all, September is Hydrocephalus Awareness Month, very end of September, but, you know, we're still in September. And then also because the Seattle Walk to End Hydrocephalus is this Saturday, October 2nd at Magnuson Park. And so I will leave a link to my team in the description of the podcast if you want to join. And now we're going to go over some facts about hydrocephalus. So we'll switch off. Hydrocephalus is a life-threatening condition that affects approximately 1 million Americans.
Okay. Anyone at any age can develop hydrocephalus.
One out of every 770 babies will develop hydrocephalus, making it as common as Down syndrome and more common than spina bifida or brain tumors.
There's no way to prevent hydrocephalus and there's no cure. The only known treatment requires brain surgery.
Hydrocephalus is the most common reason for brain surgery in children.
The most common surgical treatment for hydrocephalus is the implementation of a device called a shunt to drain fluid from the brain.
An estimated 50% of shunts in the pediatric population fail within 2 years of placement, and repeated neurological operations are often required.
There are approximately 10,000 pediatric hospital admissions for shunt malfunctions each year.
Hydrocephalus in a shunt can mean a lifetime of multiple brain surgeries. Dozens of brain surgeries are common, and 100 or more is not unheard of.
The core technology used to develop the shunt has not changed significantly since the 1950s. So let's get on that.
Over 36,000 shunt surgeries are performed each year, one every 15 minutes, and more than half of them represent emergencies.
Pediatric hydrocephalus alone accounts for more than 40,000 hospitals admissions each year. That's 433,000 hospital days.
The hospital charges for hydrocephalus are over $2 billion per year.
Nearly 40% of infants diagnosed with hydrocephalus will develop behavior issues, and 20% will develop autism.
Since 2000, more than 370,000 U.S. service members have sustained a traumatic brain injury, one cause of hydrocephalus. It's estimated that 14% of those who suffered a severe TBI could develop hydrocephalus.
I didn't know that. An estimated 700,000 older Americans are believed to have NPH, often diagnosed or misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or dementia, which correctly diagnosed and treated the patient can often return to full functioning.
Accurately diagnosing adult hydrocephalus would save Medicare in excess of $184 million over 5 years.
Wow, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. The Hydrocephalus Association provides free support and education to individuals, family, and medical professionals dealing with the complex issues of this condition.
Since 2009, the Hydrocephalus Association has invested over $12 million in research, making it the largest nonprofit, non-governmental funder of hydrocephalus research in the U.S. Our grantees have gone on to secure over $35 million in additional funding to continue their research.
Thanks to the Hydrocephalus Association's research initiative, there are 10 drugs currently being tested that could have major impact on people living with hydrocephalus.
Great. Yeah. So yeah, this weekend, the Seattle Walk to End Hydrocephalus, very excited about it. We'll talk about it more next week. Hopefully there'll be no rain because last year it was virtual, but the year before it poured down rain and that was in August. So far it's supposed to be dry, but either way, it'll be fun.
Right.
And I hope you guys all have a good rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.